Thank you for holding. Is this Ethan?
This is him.
Hey, Ethan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored, my friend. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
That's right.
That's right. He loves me. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
I don't think so, just the pricing of it.
The pricing is the main concern? Okay. Well, I want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a spot available for your area. You know, if you look up lawn care or landscaping in your area, there's only three guys that show. We only have one spot open currently. Once we fill that position, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else in that lawn care or landscaping category. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
The beauty of it is you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. That's a big reason why we called you. We saw you were doing pay per lead currently. A lot of the pay per lead companies that are out there get their leads from Google and they're just reselling them to you. So we figured cut out your middleman, put you right on the source and just let the customers call you directly off page one. Sure you can see a value in that, right? Just let them call you directly off the first page of Google.
I understand.
Without all the lead fees or having to deal with leads that didn't turn into a client and you still paid for them.
Right.
All right, so let me see here. Clean Air Care. Clean Air Lawn Care, ZR Landscaping, and Buck Tom. All right, I'm going to shoot you straight on this price in here. So looking at the guys that are up there now, they're all on what's called the Platinum Package with the website included. Websites are the ones with the website included, the Platinum Bundle. It's usually $499. I can cut that price in half with a new in business credit and then waiving your fees for the site. So not cutting any corners, but I could drop it down to $249 on a month-to-month basis. And we're at the peak time of the year, so just to kind of put things into perspective, right? Last year at this time, the month of April ran 1,812 searches for this service area for just lawn care. And then there was over 1,500 for landscaping. So not saying you're going to get over 3,000 clicks or calls, you know, this month or the following month, right? But we are coming into the peak time of the year where the search volume's really high. And even if you're only able to capitalize on like 1% of what's out there, I mean, you can get your phone ringing almost every day.
Right.
So obviously you're going to want to take a cherry picking method to it. You know, just go out to every single one that contacts you. These guys are all taking a cherry picking method to it. Just kind of taking what they do want. And if they don't want it, they could either subcontract it out or let them go find somebody else. But those are healthy numbers to see. And we only anticipate those increasing all the way through until about mid-September.
I got you.
So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that on a month-to-month basis for you, with the website included, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in doing for locally green lawn care.
So if I went on Google and typed in lawn care, it would bring up my business.
Exactly. Yeah, you see those guys there, Clean Air Lawn Care, Asheville, ZR Landscaping and Grading, Buck Tom Services, LLC. They're all using a Google partner like us in order to get that placement, so. The only time we could put you there is when there's a spot open. So now they'll see locally green lawn care, have your website, your reviews. They can call you directly off that. If they're on a mobile device like an iPhone or an Android, they could literally just click on your name and it calls you. They just got to type in lawn care services, click on you. You got a live person in the area that's just looking up what you do. You know, it's about as qualified as a lead you can get.
So why did a spot open?
Well, I mean, spots can open for a variety of different reasons. Google doesn't always tell us why it opens. It could be that they discontinued their spot. It could be that they relocated to another area. Their phone went dead. We weren't able to get a hold of them. So instead of keep charging them, they just open up the spot. Sometimes if people get bad reviews, we just tell them, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route, you know. So there's a lot of different reasons why a position can open up. They didn't really disclose it with us. They just kind of go, hey, the spot's open. These are the guys that we feel qualify. They give that list to my reps like Tara that you were talking to there. and they just kind of call out on it until we fill it, and we try to make sure we make them as much money as they can, or as we can, so they keep coming back. That's pretty much our rule.
And you can cancel at any time, right?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have anybody on the first page that doesn't want to be up there. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. We just stop working on it, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore, but you'll still keep that Google business profile and all the stuff we built for you, all the reviews that you got. You just won't be on page one anymore if you cancel it.
Okay. Where are y'all out of?
Fountain Valley, California. We're right across the street from Google. If you look up Local Splash and then you look up Google Building 1, it's literally right across the 405 from us. I can walk over there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the price is what?
With the discounts applied, it's $249 month to month.
Yeah, we can give it a try.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I looked at some of the stuff you're doing now, and I'm going, if you could do anything with those programs, then there's no way you're going to miss with this. You're getting live calls from people in real time. So I'm going to create your account. Your Google business profile, you only have to create and verify at one time for as long as you own your business. You'll always exist on Google. Like I said, even if you leave our services, people will still be able to look you up, see your reviews and everything. So on that first page of Google, though, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this number.
828-378-4415?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Ethan?
Shope.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm also going to send you an invoice receipt so you can add it to your business expenses as a write-off. What's the business email address that I could send everything to?
EJSHOPE 1995@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then Google may have to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I could hide your address if you do business from home, but what's the street address that I could send that to?
1467 Newfound Road.
Okay, 28748.
Yeah.
I gotcha. You want me to hide the street address?
Yes.
Okay. How do you want your hours of operation listed?
Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, Sunday close?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't have the card yet, but just cash and check.
Okay. All right, do you have a logo for the business yet?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to send you two text messages, Ethan. The first one's my direct number and extension in case you need help. And then I'm going to also send you an email address. I want you to send in your logo and then any photos that you have. If you have any, like, before and after shots of work that you've done in the past, send as many of those in as you can as well.
I don't have any of those right now.
Okay. We can use some generic ones, you know, that we have copyright permissions on from Google to get your website up and running. But obviously, as you get new ones and the new clients come in, try to be mindful of that so we could put some original photos up there.
Right.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook business page?
I do not.
Okay. We'll get that built for you, too. Run some Facebook ads for you. I want to try to get as many clients in as we can. That way, our chances of working together long-term are better. Did you get both of those text messages?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me go ahead and update. All right, Ethan. So I got the business profile set up. We're going to want to interview you later today. The interview is where we go over all the services you offer, the service area that you cover, and then also we just want to make sure that we're representing you properly and get the website looking how you want it to look. So client interview is pretty easy. Okay. It's set question. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes to get through. What's the best time for you?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 4 and 5. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before, okay, just as a heads-up reminder. Now, if something pops up, let me know. I mean, I could reschedule it for Monday, but I'd rather not. I'd rather finish it, get that domain purchased, and then I can have them working on the site and building the site over the weekend, even if we're not in office.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I sent you the logo.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any kind of business license or insurance?
I'm getting insurance.
Getting insurance? Okay. I don't think business license is actually required for North Carolina.
No.
Yeah. So, when you get that insurance, you want to send it in. We do this Google verification, and it just gives people peace of mind. We can let them know that ahead of time. Sometimes that's a selling factor for them, you know. I could say, oh, he's insured, I'll hire him, you know. All right. So I got your business profile set up. I scheduled that client interview between 4 and 5. We just got to secure the first month's payment, and the spot is yours. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. All right. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. So just Ethan Shope. Any middle initial on the card?
J.
J. All right. And is the billing address the same as the business street address?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Just 1 second.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/26.
Oh, 8/26. Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
1-3-2.
You said 1-3-3?
1-3-2.
1-3-2. Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. All right. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with the invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, please stop me so I can rephrase it for you. I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Ethan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Locally Green Lawn Care.
Okay. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Ethan Shope, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not saying that you got to cancel anything you currently have. Just after today, we want to avoid paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. So if you're not sure, just double check. Yeah, like you don't need any Facebook or Facebook ads. I'm going to get that taken care of for you. I added it into the package. We're building the site. You don't want two sites floating around. You don't want two Google business profiles floating around. Those are all cause just headaches for us. Okay. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I put you on a true month-to-month campaign. I recommend that you try it for at least 2 months because we're starting everything from scratch, building your site and everything, but it is month-to-month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 19th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 19th day, but it'll stay in the amount of $249. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 19th day, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
All right. You getting those text messages?
Yes.
Okay. So there's an outline of your agreement here where it says the first paragraph where it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And there's a link there ending with your phone number. So that has everything documented in black and white. So all the products and features you're getting for the price, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, when you are ready, it will ask you to sign off on it. You can take your time with it if you need. They just want to make sure that that's signed off on before the client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5. There's another form in there for Google verification. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Where's it at to sign off on it?
It's usually at the bottom if you click on the link in the text message and then you go down.
Is it text message?
Yeah, go to your text. Here, I'll show you. And you should have three new text messages. They look like paragraphs. Well, the one that says my.localsplash.com/terms and it has your phone number in there. You see that one?
Yeah.
Should be the, okay. So that's the outline of the agreement. At the bottom of that one, you want to sign off on that before your client interview this afternoon. Okay.
Okay.
In the middle paragraph, there's going to be a form for Google verification. So that one will say url.localsplash.com/Google. That one you fill out as much as you can. I know the license isn't required. It asks you for license, but it asks you for insurance. If you don't have that stuff right now, you could always hold off on it until you get it, but you do want to send that form in as soon as possible. It tells you at the bottom, if anything's missing, don't panic. Send us what you have, and then if we have to, we will verify you with the Google headquarters over the phone. So we'll just three-way call you and do a phone verification if we have to.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just we send the PIN. Sometimes it's just a phone call. Sometimes it's just send that form in, right? So we try to do all three right away so that way we're not missing anything and there's no hiccups moving forward. And then the last text is going to be a link to your tracking system. Now, we have an app. I don't know how tech savvy you are, but your email said 1995, so I feel like you I feel like you'd be pretty darn good with the phones for the most part. And you download that app, and the app will allow you to see everything that we're doing for you. So it'll actually track all the leads you're getting from Google. It'll track the calls. It'll let you know how many calls, how many clicks, how many leads you're getting. You even have recordings in that tracking system of the calls. So it'll show you, like, hey, this month you got 10 leads or you got 20 leads, and then here's the recordings. And you can hear the people calling you and you answering and talking to them. So that's a good part of the tracking system. We could actually prove to you what we're bringing in just from Google, right? Obviously, the Facebook stuff, it only shows you clicks and call or clicks and what's the other one? website hits or like impressions. It's clicks and impressions. And then there's also a section for you to request Google reviews in that tracking system too. So right now it's going to look a little blank until we have you on that first page and we got everything up and running. So focus on the other two things first and being available for your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have a whole team here to help you. You know, I'm only here from 10 to 7 p.m. your time. But, if it's after hours, you dial the same phone number that you're getting these texts from. It's attached to every text and email you get from us. You just hit extension 1, and there's always, it's 24/7 customer service. So even on the weekend, there's still somebody there to help you if you need it.
Okay.
All right. But that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. You know, thank you for signing up. Looking forward to establishing a long-term business relationship. There you are. Hello?
Yeah.
Did you get that last part?
I didn't.
Okay, you cut out for a second. I was saying I'm going to let you circle back for the rest of your work day, and then we'll circle back with you between 4 and 5 for the client interview.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.